Good morning. I'm so happy to be coming your way. I hope that each of you are well today and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Would you like to make some gain, some great gain? Then listen. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. That's in 2 Timothy the 6th chapter. I tell you, friends, there's some gain to be had, but it's not the gain like so often is sought for, because sometimes people will go to great lengths to gain the riches of this world, and they don't satisfy either. In fact, this verse said there that the love of money is the root of all evil. So even though it's sought after and labored for and schemed to get, yet it's empty. The emptiness of riches. Can gold compassion or make reason shine? Can we dig peace or wisdom from the mind? Wisdom to gold prefer, for 'tis much less to make our fortune than our happiness. That happiness which great ones often see with rage and wonder, in a low degree, themselves unblessed. The poor are only poor, but what are they who droop amid their store? Nothing is meaner than a wretch of state. The happy only are the truly great. Peasants enjoy like appetites with kings, and those best satisfied with cheapest things. So, friends, it really doesn't take riches to make one happy. Listen to this scripture here in Ecclesiastes 5th chapter, beginning with verse 9. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There's something to think about in that verse. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much. It really doesn't make a lot of difference how much you may eat before you go to bed. It might make a difference if you eat too much and can't sleep, but this lets us know that you could eat a little or eat more if you had it, and you go to bed, you forget about it and go to sleep, and the laboring man's sleep is sweet. But it said the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. He has so much that he just worries about it and thinks about it and doesn't know how he's going to make it and what he's going to do next, you know, to keep someone from beating him out of his wealth. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth out of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor, that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is a gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. So if the Lord has given you riches or wealth. Enjoy that if you're able to eat and sleep and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. That's a gift of God. But thinking about the laboring man, his sleep is sweet, I thought of three young fellas who were on the sanitation truck as it came through picking up the garbage and refuge, how they were just enjoying themselves. I suppose they were poor people, poor men, but they were just talking and laughing and just didn't seem to be worrying about that work at all. They were maybe ride a while or one walk a while and following this truck along. And you wouldn't know from the cheer of their laughter that maybe they were having a rough time in life, but they were just seemed to be enjoying it. And how different I thought that was from someone who may have a real highly paid position, and yet they couldn't enjoy it. And so it's a gift of God. And if the Lord gives you food and health and strength, enjoy that. It certainly is a gift of God. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. This is talking about the people who love the Lord and serve Him. Blessed be the Lord, for He has shewed me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalm 31, 19 through 24. I'd like you to notice there that He said, He has shewed me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. You know, the Lord is kind to us. Marvelous kindness and the goodness of the Lord. In fact, the Lord is good to everyone. So we should practice the law of kindness ourselves and show forth the kindness of God to others. What is good? What is the real good? I asked in musing mood. Order, said the law court. Knowledge, said the school. Truth, said the wise man. Pleasure, said the fool. Love, said the maiden. Beauty, said the page. Freedom, said the dreamer. Home, said the sage. Fame, said the soldier. Equity, the seer. Spake my heart full sadly, the answer is not here. Then within my bosom, softly this I heard. Each heart holds a secret. Kindness is the word. So, if we can have the kindness of the Lord within our heart, this will certainly be worth a great deal. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 117, verses 1 and 2. And you might be surprised to know that that is a complete chapter, all of Psalms 117, just two verses. But it speaks of the merciful kindness. And don't you find it that way? The mercy and kindness of the Lord is new every day. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Now that's something worth knowing too. If we're in affliction or we have problems, just remember that God in His faithfulness has allowed this to be, and He's promised us that He wouldn't allow us to suffer more than we were able to bear, but would with the temptation make a way for our escape. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be found in thy statutes, that I may be not ashamed. Psalms 119, verses 73 to 80. So, the Lord's faithfulness is great to every one of us. Again, we find these words in Joel 2 and verses 12, 13. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. So if people fall into reaping the reward of their sowing, the Lord is merciful, and he's willing and ready to help those who turn to him. But he wants us to rend our hearts, not our garments. In other words, break our hearts before him and open our hearts before him. For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2, 4, 8. Singing birds fly lowest. The eagle builds his aerie far up the mountain height, and the birds of prey sail proudly in upper realms of light. But the singing birds fly lowest amid the groves and flowers, their gentler lives and voices in fellowship with ours. Ambition rises upward, impelled by strong desire, and men of eagle spirit to azure heights aspire. But the singing souls fly lowest above the moor and fen, in joyous songful service to all the souls of men. We praise the eagle's powers, we watch the falcon's flight, and picture beak and talons on our escutcheons bright. But God to humbler creatures gives his unchallenged choice, for the singing birds fly lowest with better wing and voice. O soul, repining, restless, impatient with thy lot, look up and read the lesson too oft by men forgot. For the singing birds fly lowest, and the noblest sons of men are not on the dizzy mountains, but down in the moor and fen. Our Father, we pray that you bless the message as it goes out over the airways and make it an inspiration to every soul. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be of some spiritual help to you, be sure to let us know. We appreciate those who help make it possible from week to week. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.